When Jerry and Joan went down into the lower levels of the Magic Island, it was a desperate chance, but they succeeded in flooding the power rooms and cutting off most of the power on the island. Now they are in the radio chamber, sending instructions to Johnson, who is waiting north of the island, with another boat to aid in their escape. Captain Tex Bradford, Mrs. Gregory, and their crew are hidden in one of the captive boats, while Mrs. Gregory's yacht has been drawn into a lock and will be submerged with the island. The signal to submerge is being repeated as Jerry and Joan rush their plans in the radio room on top of the island. It is after dark, just 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Exactly 10 minutes before the time planned for their escape.
That's all I've got time for now, J-12C. Things are happening pretty fast here. We'll let you know as soon as you can safely call us on another wavelength.
Right, Jerry. I'll be standing by exactly as directed in your last message. Good luck, all. I'll keep it open till you call again.
Okay, Johnson. That's all.
Gee, Joan, are you sure it was safe for me to come right out and talk to Johnson like that? What was that signal mean?
The submerging operation will actually begin now.
Well, let's get busy. What do we have to do?
I can do it much faster alone. You watch that guard on the floor. Remember, I only used a 300-second ray on him. The 5 minutes are nearly up. When he awakens, the instant he starts to move, use the ray gun again. Be sure it strikes him in the back of the neck.
Okay, Joan. I'll watch him. Hey, what are you doing down there?
First, I'll lock the guard in the room below. The magnetic locks will hold him until released by someone else. I throw the magnets, so...
Oh, now he can't get out to bother us, huh?
No. Now I will set all these levers in order. That will lock every chamber on the island, and it will be some time before any of the Euclideans will be able to pursue us, I think.
Boy, you sure know this island. Hey, did you feel the island shake a little bit then?
Yes, Jerry. The submerging has begun. But it will be very slow with the power rooms flooded as we left them. We will have ample time to lock all these levers.
Gee, I just got him in time. He sure started to wake up fast. Now we'll sleep for another 5 minutes, huh?
Yes. There. I think I have locked every chamber on the island.
Then we can send that last message to Johnson and get out of here, can't we?
At once. You may send it now, Jerry. You will be quite safe. Even if some station within the island might receive the message, they would be unable to act on it.
Swell. Here goes. Jerry Hall, the J-12C. Hello, Johnson. Hello.
Hello, Jerry. Go ahead.
Joan and I are just leaving the radio room on top of the island. They're starting to submerge the island. That's all from here.
Good luck, Jerry.
Now
you can hear me, Jerry. Better get off that island quick. The surface is going underwater now.
Did you hear that, Joan? We've only got a minute.
Oh, Jerry, please hurry. You and Joan must get off the island at once. The surface is nearly covered with water now.
Okay, Mrs. Gregory. Don't worry. We've got some lighted life preservers. Joan and I will float with them and wait for you to pick us up if we have to. Hold tight and don't worry.
The water is coming slowly up to the door, Jerry. Open the door and let it run in gradually.
I got it. Then it won't knock us over when we open it.
Yes. Now we will take two of these life rings and lay them on the floor. So, hurry and help me, Jerry.
Hey, what are you putting them on the floor for?
Help me with this guard. We will roll him over on his back and lay him on top of these two rings. Then we can float him out to the boat with us.
Gee, won't that tickle Captain Bradford, a Euclidean prisoner?
Hurry, Jerry.
Okay. Boy, he's a heavy fellow. I can roll his shoulders over. You get his feet.
Yes.
Now then, there we go.
Ooh, we did not get him on the rings too soon. The water is coming in the door. Take these other two rings and throw them in the water for us, Jerry.
Right. There they go.
Now I will take the guard's ray guns. I think Captain Tex will enjoy studying these.
You're a honey, Joan.
Hurry, Jerry. There is no time to call me names.
Okay. What next?
The water is rising rapidly now. Push the guard out the door and stand there holding him steady. I will bring our life rings with me.
Okay. I'll push him out all right. But you'd better hurry and come too.
This water's getting pretty deep here.
One moment, Jerry. Calling Captain Bradford. Hello, Captain.
Hello, Joan. Why aren't you kids off there?
We are leaving now. We have lighted life rings. Within 60 seconds, the island will be covered safely for your boat. No danger from Euclideans now. You may start your motors, and after 1 minute, you may cross the island to us.
Right, Joan. Good kid. How far can we see those lights on your life preservers?
You will see them for 200 yards or more. Will you please have a landing stage down for a prisoner?
Yes, but what...
Hurry up, Joe. The water's almost up to my waist now.
Coming, Jerry. The rising water just cut the radio out.
What are we going to do if this guard wakes up again before the boat gets here? Will these ray guns work underwater?
Not well, Jerry, but I have one in my hair. It will be dry on top of my head, and I will use it when the time comes.
Hey, how do you turn lights on in these life preservers? I can't find any.
Feel around the edge. You will find a metal cap screwed on a valve. Take it off quickly. I have mine ready.
Fix mine, too. I'll take care of the boyfriend here.
The island is sinking rapidly now. My feet are not touching.
I can just touch the bottom. Oh, no, there it goes. Gee, these rings sure hold you up nice. Hey, look at the steam come out of them. Boy, look at it shine. Does that make a lot of light?
I think the guard is stirring, Jerry.
Well, we've got his gun. We can handle him all right. And he'll be easier to get on the boat if he can climb on it.
I will take no chances with him. Now he will not bother us for another 5 minutes.
I'll bet that guy's getting awful tired, waking up and being put back to sleep all the time. What makes that light come out of these life rings, Joan?
The life ring is really two concentric rings. The inner ring contains a very light gas. The ring will support 300 pounds. And the outer ring contains a dry fluorescent salt, which gives off the fluorescent gas you see when touched by water.
Boy, that's... Hey, listen.
Yes, the motor's on the boat. The captain is exactly right for time. The island should be 30 feet below us by the time he gets here.
Boy, this is sure going to make a story for the folks back home.
I will be so glad to see your world, Jerry. And to live with my mother in her comfortable and safe home.
Hey, Joan, how about the commander? She helped us out a lot. It's too bad to leave her here with these Euclideans. She wanted to escape with us.
She will not be suspected of having helped us, Jerry. And sometime we may get the chance to aid her.
Yeah, I guess so. That boat's getting closer.
Yes.
Now they've got the searchlight on us.
But they should save all their power for the radio.
Hey, Tex. Ahoy, the bridge there.
Stand by where you are. Look out for the swell. The landing stage is ready.
Ooh. Hang on tight, Joan. We're going to get rocked around.
Yes. Oh, the motors are being reversed. There is the landing stage, Jerry.
Yeah. I'll shove the guard over to it. You hang on to my life ring for
yes.
me.
Yes. The captain will want these rings.
Hey, Tex. We're at the stage.
Coming down, kid. Are you both all right?
How are you, Joan, dear?
Oh, I am fine, Mother.
Here, Joan, let me give you a hand up. You and Jerry go up on deck. I'll get the skipper to help me with this prisoner.
He is only asleep, Captain. It would be well to have him carefully searched and under heavy guard when he awakes.
Right. Now, come on. Up you go. I'll join you kids in the camp.
Okay, Tex. Come on, Joan.
Yes.
Oh, Joan, my dear, I've been so afraid for
oh,
you.
Oh, but we were in no danger, Mother.
Joan, my dear little daughter.
Oh, everything's all right now, Mrs. Gregory. You and Joan go in the cabin. I'll come in after I send the skipper down to Tex.
Oh, it is good to be back with you, Mother dear.
You'll never know how I suffered while you and Jerry were down inside that terrible island.
But you see, we have returned quite safely.
Oh, yes, dear, but we didn't know that you would. Now, in you go, Joan. We'll get some dry clothes for
oh,
you.
Oh, no, Mother. I am quite warm. Oh, Mother, those dear little homing pigeons. You have brought them into this cabin.
Yes, Joan. We hid them in the radio cabin on the yacht and took them with us when we made the last trip to this boat.
Oh, but they are so clever, these small birds. And it is thanks to them that we are free from the island.
No doubt of it, Joan. If it hadn't been for these homing pigeons, Johnson would never have been able to get the last message to us, or the captain get his real formula instructions to Johnson.
And when we get back to your home in California, will we see more of these pigeons?
Not only will you see lots of them, but I'm going to give you and Jerry each a pair for your very own, so that you may train them to carry messages between our home and Jerry's.
Oh, Mother, that will be nice.
Oh, boy, this is sure swell. Hiya, Mrs. Gregory.
I'm very, very happy, Jerry. It was bad with you and Joan gone.
J-12C to J-24Y. J-12C to J-24Y. Can you hear me?
I'll get it, Mrs. Gregory.
All right.
Hello, Johnson. Jerry Hall, back on J-24Y. We're in the clear. Island submerged, and we're running away from it. How's that?
Fine, Jerry. Is Bradford there?
He's out on deck. Hang on, and I'll get him. Here's Tex now. It's Johnson, Captain.
Okay, Jerry. Hello, Johnson. We got away right on time. Where are you?
Due north of island. I have arranged a fuel supply for you 50 miles north of island. Can you make that?
We'll make it wide open. Good man, Johnson. That all?
That's all. And good luck, everybody.
Oh, Captain, we are really free.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, Pat, you've actually found Joan, and we're safely on our way home.
Hey, Joan, how did you get the little homing pigeons in here?
Mother had them brought in, Jerry. Are they not nice?
Boy, those little guys sure saved all of us.
Oh, so happy. We're really going home.
Yes, Pat. It's been pretty bad at times, but it'll be a wonderful experience to come back someday and take charge of that island with plenty of help.
Boy, gee, that'd be swell.
Yes, Jerry. But now, let's think of nothing but home. Home.
Yeah. Gee. Home. My dad and Hollywood Boulevard and, oh, golly, whiskers.
Joan, dear, you're so quiet. Aren't you happy, too?
Happy? Oh, Mother, I'm so happy. Oh, golly, whiskers.